a little girl might put on her head.
What does a woman wear around a wrist?
Belt.
Around her wrist?
Oh, bracelet.
Okay. What would she wear around her neck?
Necklace.
What would a man use to hold up his trousers?
Galluses.
What does a woman carry to put her money in?
Please.
What would you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
What's the last thing that you put on a bed when you're making up the bed?
Spread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What besides a blanket might you put on the bed to keep warm?
Quilt.
And if you wanted to make a makeshift sleeping place on the floor for a child?
Pallet.
If you want to have a... if you expect a big crop from the field, then the soil has to be very what?
Rich.
The flat lowland along the stream that overflowed in the spring and you plowed it later, what's
flat
that land
called?
New ground.
Overflowed.
Is that it?
That's fine. What's the low-lying grassland called? A field that might be good for nothing except just raising grass or clover, alfalfa or something like that.
And what's the field?
What's a field called?
Pasture. Right?
Okay. Or meadow.
Meadow. Mm-hmm. Pasture, I always see.
Same thing. Alright, if you have an area of land that's just covered with water and a lot of trees and what different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Topsoil and clay and that's all I know.
Okay. What would you call part sand and part clay?
That's topsoil, isn't it?
If you wanted to connect two waterways together, what would that connection be? In other words, we'd connect with the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean in Panama. What is that called?
No.
Okay. What would you call a narrow stream of water through the woods? Anything besides a stream?
Branch.
Okay. Anything else?
Brook. Okay. Rivers. Yeah.
Well, all of those are fine. just getting different names for it. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut a hole across the road or a field. That's a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods, one that's about 15 feet deep.
Deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods.